Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The ACLU is publicly calling on the governor now to get involved.
The ACLU has tried urging Detroit city officials to abandon the use of shutoffs through meetings and a collaboration with the city council, even advocacy for individual water customers. Racial Justice Project attorney for the ACLU of Michigan, Mark Fancher, says it's now time for the governor to intervene.
At this stage, we consider the catastrophe that exists in Detroit comparable to if there had been a natural disaster. And we want the governor to take control of local machinery if necessary and to impose a moratorium on further shutoffs.
Fancher says the solution is a water affordability program, something that cities like Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Baltimore have put in place to allow people to pay what they can afford to receive water. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime,
we're examining what our authority is and what the nature of the situation is, and I think beyond that, I'm not in a position to shed a lot more light at this juncture.
That's the governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, reacting today to the call by the ACLU, expressing concern to the amount of shutoffs in Detroit.
I'm always concerned about people of our state getting access to clean drinking water. That's why it's been such a core part of the work that we've been doing.
As of October the 31st last year, according to the city, the water department has turned off service to more than 25,000 accounts in 2019, while restoring water to just under 14,000 of those same customers.